you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that tallies the wins and losses of everyday history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're looking at the story behind the famous facts that launched Michael Jordan's second act with the NBA. The day was March 19th, 1995. Michael Jordan announced his return to professional basketball by releasing a two-word statement, "I'm back." The concise message was written by Jordan himself and was delivered to the press via fax. Jordan's agent, David Falk, had taken several passes at writing the announcement himself, but Jordan dismissed all of the drafts as too wordy or long-winded. In the end, the athlete stuck with the old advice to keep it short and sweet, trusting that two simple words would be enough to shake the sports world to its core. On October 6, 1993, Michael Jordan shocked the world by retiring from the NBA after 9 seasons. The decision left fans baffled, as the athlete was still in the prime of his career, only 30 years old, and fresh off his third straight championship title with the Chicago Bulls. But Jordan knew it was the right time to walk away. He had felt weighed down all season by the mounting pressures of his fame. And then, in the summer of 1993, he endured one of the worst personal tragedies imaginable. On July 23rd, Jordan's father, James Jordan Sr., was murdered at a highway rest stop in North Carolina. Jordan spent the next few months grieving and announced in early October that he would not be returning to the NBA for the upcoming season. Instead, he said that, as a tribute to his late father, he would pursue his childhood dream of becoming a professional baseball player. Jordan achieved that dream in short order and spent the next year and a half playing minor league baseball, first with the Birmingham Barons and then with the Scottsdale Scorpions. He never played the game as well as he did basketball, but Jordan still made steady improvements, and by the fall of 1995, he'd become a pretty respectable batter. However, his baseball career was ultimately cut short the following spring due to an ongoing players' strike in the MLB. Jordan refused to cross the picket line to become a replacement player, so he decided to return to basketball instead. He hung up his bat in early March of 1995 and announced his triumphant return to the NBA just a little over a week later, on March 19th. The very next day, the 32-year-old Jordan suited up and took to the court for his first game of the season. He had been away from basketball for a year and a half, but you never would have known it from looking at him. The only giveaway was his jersey, as the Bulls had retired Jordan's number 23 just a few months before his comeback. Instead, the 14-time All-Star chose to retain the number 45 jersey that he had worn during his brief stint in baseball. The game on March 20th saw the Chicago Bulls facing off against the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis. Jordan played for 43 minutes, putting up 19 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Unfortunately, his shooting wasn't sharp enough to keep the Bulls from losing 103-96 in overtime. So even though Jordan looked the same on the court, his performance was a little rusty. His fans didn't seem to mind, though. In fact, an estimated 35 million people tuned in for Jordan's return, making it the most watched regular season game in NBA history. Jordan got back into his groove over the next few games, culminating in his famous double nickel, or 55-point game, against the New York Knicks. The game took place in Madison Square Garden and was considered the highlight of Jordan's brief 17-game return season. The Bulls did make it to the playoffs that year as well, but it wasn't exactly a star showing for Jordan. The veteran player had struggled in a close Game 1 against the Orlando Magic, and in the final moments of the game, Nick Anderson was able to strip the ball from Jordan and deliver a game-winning fast-break dunk. Then, in a bold post-game interview, Anderson called out Jordan's decline, saying, quote, "Number 45 doesn't explode like number 23 used to. Number 45 is not number 23. I couldn't have done that to number 23. The statement seemed to rile Jordan, because from that point on, he never again wore a number 45 jersey. He switched back to 23 in Game 2 of the playoffs, and went on to score 38 points, helping secure the Bulls' victory. Chicago wound up losing the series in 6 games that year, but Jordan's return had already rejuvenated the team. He and the Bulls had won 3 straight championships before his first retirement, and they went on to win 3 more following his return, from 1996 to 1998. At the top of his game once again, Michael Jordan then retired for a second time in early 1999. He spent the next couple years serving as the president of basketball operations for the Washington Wizards, but in 2001, he just couldn't bear standing on the sidelines any longer and came out of retirement yet again to play for the Wizards at the age of 38. Jordan's third return to basketball lasted just 2 seasons, with the Wizards failing to reach the championship in either one. And while it's unlikely that the athlete, now in his 60s, will ever return to the court for a fourth time, we can't rule it out entirely either, given his track record. It's a long shot, to be sure, but maybe dust off your fax machine just in case. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.